O great and mighty, merciful Holy Spirit, thank you so much, eternal light, for dwelling inside of our sacred temples. We thank you, merciful Holy Spirit, for your compassion, for your love, for your mercy, for your holy forgiveness. Glory to you.
We thank you, divine Son of God. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love for humanity. We thank you for your assassination on the cross. We thank you for delivering us from evil, for we may live as gods and goddesses on this earth. We thank you for your healing ray, which is the Christ ray, that dwells within us, all around us, all throughout the universe. We thank you for that deep love you have for humanity, that you pleaded to the Father, pleaded for years, that this may come true, which is happening today. So be it.
Glorious Jesusi, 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 Jesusi. Your name is great. Jesusi, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Sweet silver bells, sing on the song, ding dong dong.
We thank you, divine Holy Spirit, the divine force of the universe, the loving spirit, the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We thank you for your holy help every millisecond of the day. We praise your holy name, which is John Jesus' name. We love that name. We thank you for the name of power, Jah Jesus. We thank you for that revelation. We thank you for your glorious light within us that quickens us, that gives us life through our heartbeat. You are the beat of our heart. You are that rhythm within us. You are that life force. We praise you. We love you. We thank you. We glorify you. Thank you, Jah Jesus. Thank you, Jah Jesus within us. Thank you, Jah Jesus within us. We love you. We praise you. We thank you for that divine spirit that's with us 24/7. All the time. It's there all the time. You listen to everything we say. You know what we need before we say it. Thank you. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your protection. Where bullets or wherever, you are there to protect us. Thank you, divine Holy Spirit, Jah Jesus, Spirit of the universe. So be it.
Jah Jesus' name, glory to the Son, Lord Jesus Christ. Son, up, God, son, God, University, welcome, Son of God, University, yo, hey, bo, hey, international, worldwide, all over the planet. And from the heavens, from Thailand, from India, from Pakistan, from Kyrgyzstan, from Ohio, from Tokyo, from the United States of America, from the UK, from all over the world, we are here live, Son of God University.
You got that, Jesus. Baby. Son of God University. Jah Jesus, baby. The most powerful name in the universe.
Yes.
We got it going on here. The revolution is here. As Gil Scott Heron said, it will not be televised. It will be eternalized within your consciousness, brothers and sisters.
Yes.
That revolution is here. People want the revival. Son of God University is the revival.
Yes.
It's happening now.
Right.
Thank you for listening of all worlds. We thank you for planet Earth.
Yes.
We thank you also for the people in the hellish realm that's listening. Jesus has arranged that. We thank the people who's in the heavenly realm. There's many thousands and thousands of realms in the heavenly realm. So we have a large audience.
That's
Not only billions on the earth, we have have trillions listening in the other worlds. So this is a planetary system that's happening here now.
Yes.
Planetary system, everybody's listening. We're blessing many billions and trillions of people, and that's an honor indeed. Jah Jesus, baby.
Yes, indeed, baby. We have live new audiences every day, and I had a revival yesterday in the United States of America over there in Edmonds, Washington, the Puget Sound region, where the temperature is a mild 52 degrees. And I talked to some people. We had a huggy convention, and we hugged and loved and all that good stuff. And we have new people listening, like Carol, people like Alicia, people like Peter Kim, and various others that could be listening to the program. And thousands upon thousands is always new listeners. So we welcome you to this wonderful Grand Capitalist program of Son of God University, spelled with the S-U-N, of the energy of light. Now, people wonder, why is it called Son of God University, spelled with the S-U-N? Well, if you look in the book of Malachi and the Old Testament, the last book of the Old Testament of the regular King James Version, or many versions of the Bible, and the chapter, I believe the fourth chapter, verse 2, it says, "And the Son, S-U-N, of God, shall arise with healing in his wings and shall bless you." So the Son of God is magnified and magnetized and energized. And so therefore, with that great spelling, represent his power, his divine love, his energy, and all that good stuff. Now, people are talking about the rapture. The rapture could be happening in 2015, and when is the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, let me help you out, sweethearts. First of all, the word rapture is not biblical. It's not in the Bible. There are many lies that have been spread in our wonderful, beautiful churches and cathedrals and assemblies and halls of worship. And just like they had a falsehood about Good Friday. The Lord Jesus Christ was not assassinated on Good Friday, and he did not wake up on Sunday morning. That does not give you three days and three nights. In the book of St. Matthew, in the 27th chapter, and throughout the Synoptic Gospels of the book of Mark and the book of Luke, it tells you that people say, "Well, give us a sign about you, Lord Jesus." And the Lord Jesus said, "No sign shall be given to this wicked generation, but only the sign of the Son of Man being in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights, just like Jonah that was in the heart of the whale 3 days and three nights." Merry Christmas, by the way, sweethearts. Merry Christmas. You notice we've been singing Christmas carols even in March. Yes, we, those who don't know, we do this year-round. We honor the great, glorious Jah Jesus Christ. It's Christmas time, 12 months a year, 24-7. We celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're just Jesus Christ-oriented, baby. We are Christified minds. So, Jesus Christ was assassinated on a Wednesday, on the Passover. If you look at your scripture, and so the 3 days and the three nights, and when they assassinated him on the Wednesday night, they should call it Good Wednesday, and then they took him off the cross, and he was in the tomb, and his resurrection was not Sunday morning, it was Saturday evening after the Sabbath. You see, the Sabbath, the general main Sabbath day starts Friday evening around 6 p.m. or sunset until Saturday at sunset. After that, then the Sabbath is completed. Well, Jesus Christ was so cool, he rested and did his due, went to hell for them 3 days and two nights and preached to the spirits in prison and to let them know what is up. The Lord Jesus Christ is up. And so when he preached to those spirits in prison and converted them and got them to the truth about the kingdom of light, therefore, he was already risen Saturday night live. Now, the scripture says early on the first day of the week, that's when the women, Mary Magdalena and the other Mary, they discovered that the tomb was empty. But Jesus Christ did his mission, baby. On Saturday night live, he got up out of the tomb, and whatever he'd done went to his father, came back, and then the lady said, it was about to touch him, and Jesus said, "Don't touch me yet, until I ascend to my Father and to your Father, my God and to your God. Go tell the people I have resurrected. I have risen." So all these Easter morning worship services that the churches are having, they call sunrise. See, that's tradition. Tradition kills. Tradition misleads people. Just like the rapture story. That was talked about back in the 1800s. We went over that before. And how they say one great day the Lord's going to come and take up the people and their clothes are going to fall off and they're going to go into the heaven. No, no, no. God is not an X-rated God. Neither is Jesus Christ an X-rated Christ. The rapture is an individual experience, like we talked about before. When the person gets ready and they are worshiping Jesus the Christ and they are into the Holy Ghost, the power of the Force, when they glorify this eternal light, therefore, they can be illuminated like Elijah. Now, we're going to talk about Elijah in the book of the prophet. Elijah, it said, he was taken up a whirlwind in the whirlwind on his chariot. In today's age, that would be in a car or a jet or a spaceship. Now, Elijah, how did he get taken up into heaven without physical death? What was he doing, my brother? What was this Elijah doing?
This Elijah was praising the Ghost Holy. He knew the power. He got the power of the name. He got the illuminated with the knowledge of the power of the name. Jah Jesusi. Jah Jesus. For you people that don't know about Jah Jesus. But Jah Jesus, he was chanting that name of that illuminated energy, that intelligence. He was praising that name so strongly, and he got so infatuated with that name praising, his whole chariot and horses were taken up into the heavens. He was chanting and praising that name, and he knew about the omnipresence of Jah Jesus energy. Even back then, matter of fact, they were way more into it back then than they are today. You know, they were into it. So he was praising, and see, that's transfiguration. He was taken up into the heavens. Not everybody does it. Everybody has their own way of doing it. Like Enoch, the first one translated. Like my loving brother just said, it's been going on. It's an individual thing. So it's not one great day your clothes are going to fall off and everybody's going to be gone and say, oh, where are the Christians? The Christians are the people who do praises to the worship of Jah Jesus individually in their own sanctuary, which is in their temple. You are the temple of the living God. Yes. You praise that Christ within as if you become illuminated and you're becoming taken into the fourth dimension. And then you may be, and matter of fact, that's a gift for the earth.
Right.
People think they're going, that's a gift. So it's transfigured beings walking around now. You don't know who's who. They look like a human. They look like you. They walk like you. They talk like you. They can even eat like you in disguise.
That's right.
They're very disguised beings. They are gods and goddesses. They're walking to bless you, to help you, to enlighten you. And they're walking all over the Puget Sound, all over the world. The Puget Sound is the Great Northwest, Holy Ghost City, State of Washington, USA.
Yes.
So they're walking around here spreading light and blessing people silently. They are not going around saying, oh, I've been transfigured, or I'm this. They're the last ones to say that. So these beings are taking up. And like my brother said, it's been happening. It's no great day. I'm sorry to bust your bubble, but people are thinking that one great day, the Christian religion, we're going to be taken up. That's a false statement.
Don't be sorry, brother. Tell the truth.
You know, people are sitting around waiting for that, my loving brother.
Yes,
they're waiting, and these pimp preachers are telling them.
Oh, yeah.
They're robbing them, taking their money, and telling them some lies like that. You know, telling lies like, hey, you're going to be taken. No, it's no great day. It's every day. Every day is a great day. Everybody, according to their knowledge and wisdom and understanding, according to what they're doing in their life, how they're living in life, a pure life in Jesus Christ's light, his energy.
Oh, yeah.
His energy. Yes. Let's get to it. It's his energy. It's the intelligence. People don't like to hear that in the Christian world, but it's energy. Everybody knows about energy.
Yes.
Just like I like to use Star Wars all the time because they deal with energy. They deal with the force. And it's a force. It's energy. It's intelligence. You get wrapped up in that, you start chanting Jah Jesus, you get happified.
Yes.
You feel the energy. You feel it moving through you. Just like Star Wars said, you feel it. You feel the force. Feel the force in your fingers. You feel the force zooming through you as you be still and know that I am God. And you got to be still. As you be still, you know I am God, you start to feel that force. You start to love that name. You start to praise that name. It's only one name that we need to get reckoned with, and that's Jah Jesus, baby.
That's right. You got that right, baby, because the name of Jah Jesus, and the scripture declares in the book of Acts in the 4th chapter and the verse 12, there is no other name under the heavens whereby humankind can be saved, excited, or jubilated, or are chrismated and glorified except the name of Jesus Christ, the supreme name of all power, the supreme name of all authority. And we, if we want to be translated like Enoch and Elijah of old and Saint Mary and John the Beloved and many others, we have to be in love with Jesus Christ. We must love the Son of God, because the Son of God is the one that gives the Holy Spirit. And then when you get in love with the Son of God, Jesus, and when you receive the Son of God, Jesus, and when you're baptized in the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, I tell you, sweethearts, you will fulfill Acts the 2nd chapter, verse 38. Repent, says Peter, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. No matter what coast you're on, you can receive the Holy Ghost, sweeter than French toast, more better tasting than beef pot roast, that Lord of hosts whom we love the most, the only one, the blessed Holy Ghost. You see, it's imperative. It's imperative to be in love with the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Because, you know, there are a lot of people talk about the Lord, and they live in any kind of life. What Lord? Bunk your Lord. If he ain't got no name, he ain't got no power. And if he ain't got no power, he ain't worth talking about. You see, because a lot of the Christian church, they say, well, you know, the Lord this, the Lord that. Hey, you must be Muslim. You must be Jewish. What's your problem? Now, we're not against
Jewish. Wait, hey, the Muslims say their name.
They do, don't they? Allah, don't they?
That's right. Allah. And Muhammad is a prophet.
That's right.
I mean, most every religion says their name.
But the Christian's the Lord. You know, the Lord.
Because the negative forces have gotten them to say Lord. It's easy, it's lazy, and plus they're confusing their doctrine, so it brings out everything. They don't know who to worship. They don't know if to worship the Father, the Son, or the Holy Ghost, so they put Lord to include them all.
Wait a minute, you forgot another one. There's five parts of the Trinity now. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, the Bible, and the Church. And many of them worship the Bible, and many of them worship the Church.
That's right.
And it's not required to worship the Bible, nor the church.
Nor the church. You are the living church.
That's right, sweetheart.
You are that church. Yes. Everything is in you. You are fully equipped, my loving brothers and sisters.
Yes. You hit it right on the thumb, because it's so major to be in love with truth. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Jesus also specified in the book of St. John, the 8th chapter, I believe it's the 12th verse, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. That's powerful. Now, let's think of the light of the universe, lighting up everything, lighting up every star, lighting up every angel. The light of Jesus Christ is brighter than all the gazillions of angels. It is brighter than all the saints of the Most High. It is brighter than all of the stars of the heavens. The light of Jesus Christ is what we live and move and have our being. The scientists recognize, they call it dark matter. Dark matter is forever expanding in the universe. They said, we're looking in the heavens, it's expanding. The young lad Colton Burpo, who was caught up in the heavens alive in the hospital. He was alive. He didn't die. He was alive, and he was 3.5 years old. And he saw Jehovah God Almighty and sitting on the throne of glory. He saw his son, Jesus Christ, sitting beside him. And then he saw the blue Holy Spirit in front of the throne. All that energy and light and magnanimous power. So it's like, he didn't see no church we're supposed to worship. He didn't see the Bible say, you shall worship the Bible. No, 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 Christians. Wake up. You know what? I heard people say, the God and the Bible are the same. No. The Bible is a paper book, beautiful Bible. The Bible is beautiful. 98.4% of the Christian world do not worship Jesus. Neither do they believe the Bible. You say, wait a minute. I thought every Bible toting 55-ton Bible they carry into those churches causes that they're really into the Bible. No, they're not. No, they're not. Because 98% plus tax don't even baptize in the miraculous name of Jesus Christ. They use the titles. I baptize in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. No, 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 people. The scripture says baptize in the name, not the titles of the Father, but the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Page 123 in the reference book of Temple of God, it tells you what the name of the Holy Ghost is. It says the name of the light of Christ is Jesus Christ. And for those who are higher educated through the grace of Jesus, 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 you see, Remember, omnipresence is major. Omnipresence is the power of God. The scripture says, and the Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, verse 23 and 24, quoting from the Jerusalem Bible, it says, I, Yahweh, I dwell in the heavens and in the earth. Can any hide himself from me that I, Yahweh, do not see him? Behold, I, Yahweh, I see and I feel, F-I-L-L, I feel the heavens and the earth. How can you get away from the light of Jesus Christ? The light is everywhere. You can't get away from nothing. You can shuck and jive and duck and hide, and the light of Jesus Christ can see everything. So this light, sweethearts, oh baby, is major to glorify. You see, because Jesus gave the promise. That's the whole mission of Jesus the prophet, came into the world, and the glorious high priest and the glorious supreme king, Jesus Christ, came in the world to introduce us to his everlasting power. He said in the book of the St. John, the 14th and the 15th and the 16th chapter of St. John, he said, I am going away. I am going up into the heavens. I am going back to my Father. And the disciples said, oh, man, please don't go. Like the song said, please don't go. Oh, baby, please don't go. Anywho, they were chanting and praising, don't go. And Jesus said, if I don't go, you won't come into the revelation of the Holy Ghost, and you won't receive the power. And it's imperative that I go away, because I am not everywhere at the same time. But this eternal energy known as the light of Christ, the light of Jesus Christ, the ascension fire, the zoom light power, the active force, this glorious force will come. Now, Jesus demonstrated on his resurrection. Now, you notice I gave you a quick introduction about the assassination of Jesus in the 3 days and the 3 nights and Wednesday through Saturday, and I didn't linger too much onto it. Why? Because I want to get into the real Easter story, and this is the real Easter story or resurrection. It's the resurrection. It's a now thing. Jesus Christ ascended. I'm glad he did. He ascended the main purpose so that we can have the rapture every day, like we talked about just a few moments ago in the introduction. Now, let me give you the meaning of rapture. It means to be caught up in love, to be caught up in happiness and ecstasy while on planet Earth. Now, the religiousites do say that they're going to be caught up one day and their clothes are going to fall off, X-rated vision, you know, and everybody's going to disappear. Well, that'd be sad, because I ain't got that much patience. I don't have that much patience to wait another 1,000 years or whatever it may happen. If you look at the Omega Code in the scripture, technically the second coming of the man glorified Jesus Christ won't appear on planet Earth till about 1,000 to 2,000 years. The scripture says one day is 1,000 years for the Lord Jesus. So if you look at the Jewish calendar, we're in the 5775. The Babylonian American European calendar is 2015 A.D. So, if the Jewish calendar, 5775, and it said, lo, I am with you all the way to the end of the age, and age is 2,100 years to 2,000, plus or minus. So, if he comes back in another age, that would put the Jewish calendar between 6,000 years to 7,000 years to complete what they call the new millennium. Well, every age minister has been saying, he's coming in my lifetime. He's coming in my lifetime. No, he's already here through his Holy Spirit. You see? So if a person gets in love with Jesus Christ and they magnify the Holy Spirit and they praise, worship, honor, and adore this power of Christ Jesus that's inside of us, you can have the glory of Christ now. How can that be? Isaiah the 61st chapter, Isaiah the 65th chapter, Isaiah the 66th chapter, it tells you the glory of Yahweh is on the earth. For the glory of Yahweh, the Shekinah glory, shall hit the earth right now. Some verses say the glory of Jehovah shall hit the earth right now. Well, what is the glory of Jehovah? That's Yahweh Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ's glory. What is Jesus Christ's glory? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit, the light of Christ, the Word of God, the Word of. When you hear me say Word of God, that's referring to the Christ light, not the Bible. The Bible is a good book. It's a glorious book. Most of you folks don't go by it. Most of you folks don't believe in it. You say you do, but you really don't. Because if you did, you'd believe where it says, for I, the Lord your God, am a holy God. Be ye holy, for I am holy. You see? So When you live the high principles of the Lord Jesus Christ, you take on the nature, then you get the fringe benefits, and you could be raptured up right now. Not one great day, not one glad morning when this life was over, because you see, like I told you yesterday month, by the way, happy spring season. It's the vernal equinox right now. We're in spring since Friday the 20th. Okay, now, this great God, in the scripture, it speaks about, most Christ-centered ministers quote 1 Thessalonians, I believe it's 1st or 2nd, Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. I might not be accurate, but I know it's the book of Thessalonians. And the day shall come with the trump of God, and the trump of God shall sound, and the Lord shall descend from heaven with the shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and the Lord shall take them up, and they shall all be caught up in the air. Now, like I told you yesterday month, the air that is speaking of is the Ruach, or the Una Ruka. Una Ruka is the Holy Ghost. Ruach. It's the breath of life. Same thing, Holy Ghost. So it is saying, like Enoch 5,000 years ago was translated right here, right in the western United States in the Puget Sound where they came over. And you can study that history in the last books of the Bible. And listen to us, because we said it before on some of the other archives, which are free. You can hear them anytime. So if this be the case, that the great rapture or the catching away is an individual experience, that's a joy. That's an excitement, because when you get ready, when you have purified yourself through the Christ light, when you're worshiping the eternal energy inside of you, Christ lives within, the Lord Jesus Christ is inside. Adam was the first living soul. The second Adam, or the last Adam, as the scripture calls it, is the quickening spirit. And Jesus Christ is called the quickening spirit. And who is Jesus Christ today? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the power that is in us today. Because Jesus Christ, when he rose from the graveyard, from the tomb, he went to the disciples, and the scripture said he breathed on them and said, receive ye Ruach, or receive ye Unaroka, or receive you Halikengaisi, or receive you Espiritus Santos, or receive ye Holy Ghost. So that power, that's the power that will quicken your mortal body. That is the power that will translate you, not the Lord from heaven. The Lord from heaven gave us the Holy Spirit right now on planet Earth. Wake up, O ye saints of God. Wake up, O ye sleepy, sluggard churches. Wake up to the truth of the Almighty Jesus Christ and believe the Bible that it states what it is. You look in the original Aramaic and the original Greek, and it makes it a lot clearer than the old English version. The English language can corrupt you if you don't get the original text that we're speaking about. This great king that's coming to the earth. Now, we are never without the Christ, but the Christ is the anointed energy, the anointing of light. It is not the last name of our Lord Jesus. It is not just placed on the shelf as a nice title. It is a powerful title. The Christ is the whole glorious force that fills the heavens and the earth, the omnipresent power, the light and the life and the spirit and the power. When we worship and glorify Christ inside of us and recognize that we are living inside of the Son of God, therefore we can get to the point that the Almighty will be pleased with us, and then we can be raptured up or taken up into the heavenlies. And then we come back to earth. We're sent on the mission. Now, dig this, kids. On this translation, or what earth people call rapturous experience, on this translation, you are totally pure. Jesus didn't go up smoking a boo, smoking a cigarette, ascending in heaven. He didn't go up smoking marijuana, ascending in heaven. He went up on a cloud of power and a cloud of fire. There are people saying that Jesus went up smoking a blunt because it was a cloud of smoke. No, no, no. Wake up. You want to justify your negativity. The Son of God, purest being in the universe, went up to heaven in glory. Now, he wants us to have the same glory. That's why the book of Hebrews, 11th chapter, it says, in the first verse, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's an accomplishment. You don't see it, but you fulfill it. You believe. The Holy Spirit, I love this. The Holy Spirit is invisible. It's not a personage. It's not a person, but the Holy Spirit has a personality. So people are hung up. What did Jesus look like? Well, he looked long hair. He got long hair. He's cool like that, smooth like that, love like that. Because the book of Revelation declares what the Nazarene, or Jesus of Nazareth, what he looks like. Bright, beautiful hair, a powerful eyes, it looked like a flame of fire, bronze color skin, and his feet as burning and brass and fire. He's a glorified being. Now, this happy Jesus Christ wants all of the people today to be happy in Jesus Christ. How do we be happy in Jesus Christ? Recognizing that the Holy Spirit is not only in the heavens, as the young lad called a Colton Burpo saw from Omaha, Nebraska, from the United States of America, but it is real. This great Holy Spirit dwells in the heavens and on the earth, and not only on the earth, and not only in the heavens, but the Holy Spirit dwells on every planet in the universe. The Holy Spirit, the whole I Spirit, dwells in every part of the galaxy. The whole I Spirit dwells in every particle of your brain. It's time to get your brain electrified and get your brain on a research like Dr. Caroline Leaf says. It is time, and Caroline Leaf was a lover of the Holy Spirit and definitely a lover of Jesus Christ. And Dr. Caroline Leaf declared, and she's a neurologist in the USA, and how that we are to be magnetized into this eternal light. This eternal light, as the scripture calls, Holy Spirit, glorified energy. This energy renews your physical body. It can heal you of cancer and everything, anything and everything. The Holy Spirit can deliver us and all people from emphysema and from errors, mistakes, weaknesses, sins, hatred, variance, bigotry, negativity. You see, the Holy Spirit is the holy power. That is the power that Jesus taught. And it's imperative, my saints, it's imperative that you open your eyes to this invisible, glorious force. This lighted power is the lover of your soul. This is the power that makes you stay young. This is the power, the Holy Spirit, the Christ light. It keeps you from getting old. You want to continue to go old? Go ahead. You have the freedom. Keep living in your sin. Keep doing the negative deal. Keep killing people. Keep harming people. Keep on hypnotizing people. And you find yourself hypnotized under your own negativity. But if you want freedom, if you don't want to have a nervous breakdown, if you don't want to have a mental breakdown, sweethearts, all ends of the earth, everybody from Edmonds, Washington to Tokyo, from all over the planetary system, I inspire you. I encourage you from New Zealand to African continent, from India to China, from China to the UK, from the UK to Florida. I encourage you, wake up, wake up, wake up. How did you wake up? You got the spark of the Christ inside of your temple being. This spirit of Christ, this eternal energy living inside of you, this is the awakening of the four blood moons. The four blood moons is letting people know, get this red hot power. This red hot energy is for every human being upon the planet. Remember, Jesus Christ died for the people. The 24th chapter of Matthew, the 13th chapter of the book of Luke, Mark or Luke, it tells about the glory of the moon and the light of the moon and how the moon shall become bright like the sun. Now, when this take place, it's going to cause a traumatic earthquake around the planetary system. This great red fire moon is the Christ-like energy inside the moon. And also, it said the scripture declares that Christ is in the sun and the light of the sun. Christ is on the earth in the light of the earth. Christ's light is in you. Oh, sweetheart babies, wake up. Look at you, oh, magnanimous race. Oh, beautiful people, you human beings, you are the highest creation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, it's time to rise to the trueness of life. It is time to wake up to the reality. It is time to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. It is time for you to confess your sins and your negativity and receive the baptism in Jesus' name and go onward, and then you can be sanctified by the powers of the light of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit of fire. And just think, sweethearts, my brother, as you know, this Holy Spirit, this jubilant power, this excited entheos, it purifies you. It frees you from negativity. It frees you from Mad Dog 2020. It frees you from any weakness that you have on the earth. And just think, you become holy unto Jesus Christ, and then you can be caught up in the year 2015 if you want to, by the powers of Christ.
Now, Jesus, baby, now, Jesus. You heard my brother. He said it, exemplified very well what he said about transfiguration, about living on the earth here. This is a glorious planet to be on. You have to qualify to come to this planet. Did you know that? You have to qualify. Some people come illegally, like a lot of people come in now. That's a different subject. But the origin, you have to qualify, because this is a special planet that God Jesus made. It's a hard planet, hard as a rock. Usually it's pretty translucent, and it was like the Father had it before, but it was so many and so many destructions, and the Father was saying, man. So then Jesus came on the scene, and he said, I'm going to create a planet for the divine human beings so they can live and so they can grow into perfection. Even if they fall into sin, it's not going to destroy the planet. It's going to be hard enough. That's why it's so hard here, and the planet is so hard because it can take any kind of sin. So he made this planet just for human beings, for they can grow into gods and goddesses. For that, because before it wasn't working, and that's why he had to really plead to the Father to have this sort of experiment happen. And so he created dynamic bodies. This is a dynamic body. Do you know that this body, what's in it, can be healed of anything? You know, this body is so magnificent, it can heal itself. You know why? Because God, Jesus, Holy Ghost is in it. And once you get in tune with it and get in touch with the Holy Ghost, it feeds your cells. People into the food is good. But you know, the food is only 3% feeding your body. Did you know that? The Holy Ghost is the nutrition that you need, because the Holy Ghost feeds you from a cellular level. And it goes deeper than that, a microcellular level, because the Holy Ghost is an energy. It's a force. You get into the molecular structure. It deals with that, and it gets into your system, and it makes your system alive. It renews. It rejuvenates your body. Your whole body becomes rejuvenated through the Christ light. As you be still and start loving and praising that glorious Christ light that goes holy, whatever you call it, we call it different names. So don't be confused of the name. The name could be the Ghost Holy. It could be the Holy Ghost, the Holy Shekinah, the Christ light. Don't be name bound, because we say all kinds, because there's so many zillions of people listening. We have to use all kind of terminology because people are different. So this energy, and this too, you call it energy. It is an energy. It is a force. I know a lot of Christians don't want to hear that, but it is an energy. Everybody can relate to energy. It energizes you. It energizes you from the cellular. It energizes you. It renews you. It rejuvenates you. That's why it's so imperative, like my brother said, my loving brother said, to be still and know that I am God. Because as you be still, the rejuvenation takes place. You can feel it. It feels like sand moving through your body. You feel the energy. That energy is renewing you. It's renewing your mind. It's renewing your soul, your spirit, your eyes, your ears. It renews every particle of your body. Remember, this is the omnipresent energy. You know, a lot of people into the man, God, man, our creator, Jah Jesus. He's right. Worthy to be praised, but Jah Jesus is pointing to the Ghost Holy. Get right. My Ghost Holy, and only through him you can get the Ghost Holy. And as you praise Jah Jesus.
I thought you could get it through John Boehner, the House Speaker in Washington, D.C., in America.
Oh, man, I thought that brother, man, you mean John Boehner, maybe when people have a blunt, they may think that. That loving brother. Yeah.
Bless him. We love him.
Yeah, we love him. We tease him, but we love John Boehner, But anyway, get into this Christ-like energy as you praise Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus comes to you, and he gives you that Holy Spirit. He restores that Holy Spirit up on you. Yes. It's an energy in you. Believe me, you'll know the experience.
Oh, yeah.
You get that energy. So then after you energized by his Spirit, then you go to the Ghost Holy within you. You start praising that. See, that is your God right now.
That's
you
right.
Start getting to the God within you.
Yes.
That's what Jesus taught. The God within. Then you start praising that God, and it starts illuminating, and it starts changing your body. It starts changing your thoughts. It starts changing, putting forgiveness in you. It's through the Ghost Holy. It's not through the Scriptures. The Scriptures can't do it. The Scriptures is an instruction book.
That's right.
That's it. It's just an instruction book. People put too much power into the Bible.
Wait,
the Bible,
the Bible?
No. The Bible is just it's the greatest instruction book on the planet.
That's right.
It has Ezekiel's bread recipe. It has all the, it tells you how to live. It tells you you don't have sex when your woman, wife is on her period.
That's
it,
right.
Tells all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
It tells you about the Christ light, the mystery that was hid up from the foundations of the world, the Christ in you, your hope.
Yeah.
Look at it, it says your hope and your glory.
Yes.
See, the Christ in you is your hope. That's your hope and your glory. Jesus did his thing.
That's
he
right.
gives you this ghost holy. Now it's up to you to reckon with it and you to praise it. And as you start getting in love with that powerful ghost holy name, which is Jah Jesus, and start praising that name and start praising that ghost holy and start knowing the omnipresence and start feeling it and start loving it, it start bringing love into you. You start changing. You have to change because the ghost holy has changed you until that love person, the forgiveness start coming. You can't forgive on your own. The scriptures does not help you forgive. Remember, the ghost holy would teach you the scriptures. If you don't understand them scriptures, because remember, when these books were written, they had only a certain time in the King James
right.
to do this. And they didn't understand everything. So it's a little mix up on some of these things. But through the ghost holy, it would make it clear to you what it means. And so you guys depend on the ghost holy, not so much on the pastor or the preacher man or the person who wants to rob your money, the robber. You don't want to depend on those pimps. You want to get into the ghost holy, and it will give you the revelation personally, and it will rejuvenate your mind. See, that is the God that you need to be involved with. Not, like I said, Jah Jesus. He did his thing. That is your resurrected power.
Yes.
That is what's going to transfigure you. That is what's going to take you up into the rapture, what people says. You know, through the ghost holy. That's why Son of God had to come on the scene, because nobody is teaching that. Everybody wants to buy their this and that, and the preachers want to get all their monies from you and have their pimp mobiles and their jet mobiles or whatever. But the point is, you have the seed of Christ, not the money seed. See, they changed it to the money seed. See, it's a trickery in that. They changed everything for you. They're lying to you, my brothers and sisters. They changing it. The money, there's no such thing as a money seed. You know, it's the Christ seed.
Yeah.
And then Jesus explained it as the nature seed, and he used nature as an example. But then they say, well, no, it's a money. No, it's not no money seed. You want to be a money seed because you want to rob my brothers and sisters. But the point is, it's the Christ seed, that jewel within you. That's the greatest thing in the universe. Once you get in touch and love that jewel and get the power of the Holy Ghost, everything will go well with you. You will get where you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be in the job you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be with the mate you're supposed to be. Everything will come together because the ghost holy, the intelligence, knows everything about you. It knows everything. If you have a problem, go to the ghost holy. You don't need to go to a counselor. Why do you go to a counselor? That's just a mortal person. They don't know too much. They're only using the 10% of their mind, if that, and they're going to try to tell you some mumble-jumble stuff to try to make you feel good. Go to the ghost holy within yourself. Talk to it. It's always there 24/7. It's listening to you. Go to the ghost holy. Commune with him. Tell him your problems, and it will reveal to you through your mind what you should do as you be still and know that I am God. It will reveal the truth to you, what you're supposed to do in every situation, whether it's a job, a mate, a crisis you're going to do, a financial crisis. People say, come to them, give them. No, 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 no. Give them. Why are you giving to them? No, 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 no. And then they try to use Elijah's situation. He was a seventh spirit.
Right.
That's a total different, very high being.
Translated.
Mm-hmm. And plus, what kind of miracle he got? The lady had the rest of her life, what, meal, that grain,
right,
and oil for the rest of life. Do you see miracles like that? What are you getting from them? Nothing.
But a headache.
Wake up, my brothers and sisters. Wake up and go to the ghost holy. The ghost holy is your holy helper. It helps you in every situation. Love it. Cherish it. Call it by name. It has a name. Don't say Lord, Lord. Everybody's saying Lord. What Lord? Lord Buddha? Lord Krishna? What Lord? Lord Zoroaster? What Lord? You know, the lords of England? What lords are you talking about? Lord Beelzebub? What lord are you talking about? Every being has a name. Allah Jehovah has a name. Jah Jesus has a name. The eternal spirit, Jah Jesus. When you say the name, it's electrified. You say that name, it just comes to life. Oh, Jah Jesus. Oh, the universe just stands still. Jah Jesus. Oh, that's a powerful name. All the gods come to your attention. All the judgment angels, all the destroying angels, all the loving angels, all the everybody comes to your attention with that name. That's a powerful name. Use the name. The name is the most powerful name in the universe. It's sad to see that the church don't use the name. They use Lord. Father. What father? Father who? You know, Father Goo, Magoo, or who?
Father Sad.
Father Sad? Come on, use the name. The name is powerful.
Yes.
If you use the name, notice, when you use the name, everybody stands up to attention. You start saying, Jah Jesus, or you just say, Jesus.
That's right.
Everybody starts standing up. Even you say Jesus to the animals start standing up. I tried that to a llama. Jesus, he had to stand up.
That's right.
Power. They know, oh, that's authority. Oh, yeah, I know that being. Yeah, if the animals can do it, how come the divine human beings who are the greatest creation on this planet is not doing it? How come they're not using the name? How come we're not using it, Christian churches? How come? Because Satan has got in there and made you lazy to use Lord. And then, two, you have everything all confused. You don't know who you worship. Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to worship the Father. Remember, as you worship, you start to worship Jah Jesus, you get the Holy Ghost. When you worship Jah Jesus, the Son of Man, you automatically worship the Father.
Right.
You're not leaving the Father out. Then when you get to the Ghost Holy, as you start to worship that Ghost Holy Jah Jesus within you and all around you,
yes.
Notice, you're including your worship in Jah Jesus, the Son of Man, and the Father, Allah Jehovah. You're not leaving them out. So it's very simple. It's nothing difficult about it, but man has made it difficult. Man has put all these rules, regulations, doctrine. My doctrine is this. Just like he says, it's their doctrine. It's not Jesus' doctrine. It's my church doctrine. It's my doctrine. This is what I think it is. Everybody got a separate doctrine, and that's why it's all this confusion. What about Jesus' doctrine? What is he saying? What does his doctrine say? His doctrine is in the Holy Scriptures. And if you don't understand it, go to the Ghost Holy. Get the pure interpretation. Instead of going to a man or a preacher man and say, cursed is the man that put his arm in flesh and blood. You don't want to trust that. Everybody's going to start to trust the Ghost Holy. The Ghost Holy is here for us. Jesus' Spirit, the name of it, is here for us to electrify us, to illuminate us, to give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Is here to give us the divine love. It's here to help forgive the sins within us. It's help to rejuvenate our body, to keep us young. It's here to protect us when protection is needed. It's here for everything. Depend on that. Everybody needs to depend on that dynamic energy force, because without that dynamic force, you are lost. That's why so many people in mental turmoil, so many people that's just out there, they don't know what to do. They're just scared. They don't have the peace. It gives you peace of mind. You don't worry about anything, because remember, Jesus said, even the birds don't worry. If the birds don't worry, why are you worrying about where you get your next meal? Why are you worrying about money? Why are you worried about this? If you don't need to worry about anything once you're in the light of Christ, Jesus' energy. Once you're in that, you don't worry about anything, because things will be coming to you. Because remember, you're into the electrical force of the universe. It knows everything you need. Once you're in tune with that, the job will come. The money will come. Your health will come. Your mate will come. Everything you need will come, whatever you need, because you are in tune with Jah Jesus' energy. And a lot of people, they talk about energy, but they don't have a deity. They don't have a name. They say, oh, this great energy universe, that's nice. You're not getting the benefits. You don't have the name of the Son of God. You haven't went to the Son of God to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You can say all this universal energy all you want, but until you get into the name of Jah Jesus and know that Jah Jesus is the Son of God, and you accept him as a sacrifice, and then you go to him, Jah Jesus, after for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and then you get the Holy Ghost, and you call it by his name, you're a dead duck. It's not going to do too much for you. You can say all this universal energy and all this, because a lot of people just into the energy and all this stuff. Yeah. That's a bunch of hogwash. You can say that all you want. You're not getting any benefits. You're not getting no benefits. It may try to fool you because the dark forces try to fool you. They try to come like they're shining light because you're not using the name. You got to use the name. The name, Jah Jesus, baby. That is the name, Jah Jesus, baby. And then the rapture, like my brother said, doesn't happen. It's not a rapture, my loving brothers and sisters. Don't be sad. Be glad, because now you got the divine Holy Ghost. You're going to the Jah Jesus himself. You're going to ask him, praise him tonight for that Holy Ghost. You're going to get the Holy Ghost, and then you're going to be on your way to transfiguration, because that's what he's waiting for you. That's what he's waiting. He's waiting for you to be transfigured. Did you know that the Holy Ghost is going to judge the world? It's not so much Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus can't come here until this world is purified. It shows how the sun is going to be seven times brighter. Who's going to be able to stand that? You have to be a transfigured being, or you have to be well on your way as a transfigured being, because you're going to be trying to hide under rocks. It's not going to be able to hide. That light of Christ penetrates the buildings, penetrates the rocks, penetrates underneath the earth. You got to be ready for this great light that's coming. The light of Christ, Jah Jesus, Holy Ghost, the lightning that strikes from the east going to the west. That's the eternal energy that's coming to this earth. And if you're not ready, you could be burned up because you're not pure. You got to be pure, the pure in heart. See, that's what we weren't waiting for. We're going getting ready for this great light, this light of Christ that's coming, as my loving brother said. Jesus, he can't come until that happens, until we're pure. He can't come into his full glory. So until that light of Christ comes, it's giving us time to become purified. That's why Son of God has to come on the scene to get the brothers and sisters ready for this great light of Christ that's coming. Not some everybody's looking for the great Amen and the great Jah Jesus. He's coming, but he can't come until you're pure. You know, he can't. If he comes now, you'll be burned up. Right. You want to be transfigured. You want to go to the highest heaven. You want an A-plus on your report card. You don't want a D or F or C-minus. It's either A or F, and you fail. You didn't fail, but you want to go to the highest place. Everybody likes A's. Everybody wants to be a champion. Be a champion in Jesus Christ's world. Be a champion in Jesus' light. Be a champion in getting that baptism of the Holy Ghost and depending on that, like they do everywhere. Everybody is coming into this light now. People are leaving the churches. Good, the church buildings. That's good, because they are coming into knowing Jesus within their temple. That's they are knowing that they are the temple of the living God. They don't have to go to the temple. They can go to their sacred temple, be still, and go do what they have to do. They don't have to waste time to do that. They don't have to give their money away to people who don't deserve it. They can just worship Jesus all the time. They can go to a baseball game. They can go to a football game. They can go to a movie. They can go to the hills and ski and snowboard. They can go hiking in the mountains. They can go to the beaches. They can go in nature and be close to the divine Son of God and his divine energy, which is the Holy Ghost. And nature is very prevalent, because nature doesn't play. In the city, it's good, but in nature, something about in nature, you come to steal with that energy. Oh, it's vibrant. You got those trees, you got the water, you got the land, you got all the sun, you got the heavenly hosts, you got the angels. See, a lot of angels like nature is quiet.
Volcanoes.
You got the volcanoes? Like my brother said, he's a volcano person. He loves volcanoes, tunnels of volcanoes. You got the, especially in the Puget Sound, we have over
121
volcanoes. People don't know that. Very live place. Yeah. Lots of energy. Puget Sound on the vibration. The vibration of the omnipresent energy is energized everywhere in the universe. Love it, praise it, and be it.
That's right, baby. That's the name of the game right there. You get wrapped up in this crystallized energy, the Holy Spirit of fire, the Holy Spirit of love. Now, just think, you can be happy every day. You don't have to have a downer day. You don't have to have a teeter-totter where you go up, down. And so we thank you for listening. And we encourage you to stay excited, the canon, to stay really excited in this power, in this sacred spirit, and sweetheart, until we meet again on April 5th, known as Easter Sunday, in most of the world, we encourage you to praise the living light of Christ, the Holy Spirit of God Jesus, because as you magnanimously humble yourself and receive this glorious power, after you don't receive Jesus, the Son of God, like my brother and I've been telling you, you will be happy for the rest of your life. You can go through all tests, though a million trials, though a million tested, through the light of Christ, you can survive, you can win, you can conquer death, overcome old age, overcome every sickness, overcome everything. Oh, sacred Holy Spirit, thank you for blessing every listener in the universe, that they may be illuminated by your power, that they would recognize that their minds could be jubilated, their brain cells would be charged up by calling on your name, Holy Spirit, the greatest name that my brother declared, Jah Jesus, let there be light, Jah Jesus,
Jesus, baby.
Namaste.